Three is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get three as a magic number. The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, the heart and the brain and the body give you three as a magic number.
Good Saturday afternoon. I am Stephanie Trussell, live and local here in Chicago. It is my pleasure to talk to you today, 1 to 3, every Saturday, right here on WLS 890 AM. Good afternoon. As I said, I thought it was nice enough today to put away the puffy $49 coat I got from Old Navy. Wrong. Big mistake. I almost froze to death coming in today, but it's coming. I know spring and summer will be here soon. I have David Smith on the line of Illinois Family Institute. Can you believe it, David? We all grew up on Schoolhouse Rock, and unfortunately this week, David, we lost Bob DeRogh. Is that how you say his name? D-O-R-O-U-G-H, the creator of Schoolhouse Rock that educated millions of people with his lyrics and his tunes. And did you hear the Trinity? Oh, my goodness. It was so subliminal back then. There's so many of these little clips that we would run to the TV every Saturday, taught us the preamble. And
that's right.
And it's just the Trinity. I'm like, I was looking through the clips. I said, this is perfect for David Smith. Welcome. I'm so happy you were able to join me today.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. And you know what else? In the lyrics of the song, I heard that every triangle has three sides.
Mm.
Holy smoke. So there's truth in geometry, too? Don't tell that to a
you
leftist.
Know, a
triangle has four sides in some of their views.
Because you don't want to make people feel bad. So, you know, don't say that. And I think with Schoolhouse of Rock, even it wouldn't pass the smell test now, the PC test. They would say, whoa, 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 wait a minute. What do you mean Constitution? And talking about the founding fathers. You mean those evil white guys that enslaved people and all the other things? But I'm so grateful that we grew up with the generation of Schoolhouse Rock. And when you were in eighth grade or fifth grade, and eighth grade is when we learned the Constitution way back when the earth was cooling when I was a kid. And not one kid could get up in front of that classroom and do the preamble without singing. You sang it because that's how you learned it, and it worked, but you had to keep yourself from singing it when you had to pass the test. Well, you know what, David? It's never a shortage of craziness and what's going on in Illinois and in the world. And let's really quick, not really quick, but talk about what happened in England. Yet another child, another victim of socialized medicine, giving big government the power to be in charge of your health care. What is wrong with you people that are screaming for socialized medicine?
Yeah, I'm telling you, you know, what scares me is the erosion of parental rights.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't the mom and dad have the right to take and seek care? I don't care if it was outside of England.
Yes.
Holy cow, Italy said, come on over, we'll take care of you. Didn't the Pope say, hey, I'll pay for your flight? I mean, holy smoke, why? What compelling reason did England have other than they didn't want to set a precedent or be questioned in their authority to let that child die. What a horrible precedent they did send and set throughout the world. And hopefully many people here in America are listening and watching what big government will do. Socialism kills. Use that as a hashtag.
Oh, Stephanie. My goodness. It's a form of slavery as well. And we think about how we witnessed the royal family welcoming a new baby into their family. And we want nothing but a long life for that, the kid and all the kids that are born in the family. But if something like that, David, were to happen to one of those children, how fast before they're on a Learjet to America? They would go right to the Mayo Clinic. They go right to Northwestern and get the best care for their children. But it's hard for me to wrap my mind around the fact that this is my child and I don't have a right to scoop them up and take them somewhere else to get treatment. This is listen to me, all you liberal socialists that think socialized, one payer, big gov healthcare is the answer. Watch it unfold. This is the second child in recent history that we've watched die because of big government said, no, you can't seek the care that you want for your child.
And all these folks, Hillary Care, Obamacare, I don't care what you call it, they may deny the death panel situation, but that's exactly what happened to this child. The parents did not get to make the decision for the child. Bureaucrats made the decision to let that child die.
And all we can do is offer our prayers and thoughts for that family and just hopefully there will be a revolt in England. Hopefully they'll stand up and say, well, as we're going to be celebrating all day, I'm going to be playing a bunch of those clips from
Boston, you know, Tea Party. They exited European Union. Maybe they can get out of socialized medicine, too.
Well, we can only hope that they, you know, stand up and revolt and say, no more. We tried it. It didn't work. Our lives of our children are more important. And having the power as a parent, having the ability to say what kind of care your child receives is just... We can't imagine it, but hey, that's coming here soon if we don't stand up and do something.
You know, and there's a scripture verse that speaks to that. The tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what happened over there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what's going on in Illinois? What's happening over there in Illinois Family Institute? And I'm going to tell everybody really quick. It's so easy. Download the app. Go to Illinois Family Institute. And you wonder, so many organizations, so many things going on. But this is a good organization. And it's so quick, easy to donate. And when you're on, I try to donate, but I forget. So today I just clicked reoccurring. And it's only you can only do $10. You don't have to do a lot. But Illinois Family Institute and what they're doing, you know that money is going to good causes. And it's just,
Stephanie.
No, it's my pleasure.
Many hands make light work. And so if all of your listeners were getting $10, a month, holy smoke, we'll be doing good.
You'll be doing well. We'll talk about really quick what's happening in October. Your once a year, your fundraiser, which is, you have the best speakers. I've gone for the last 2 years, and it's just, it's worth the price. And not only the amazing keynote speaker you have, but just the fact that you're there with so many like-minded people that you only know from social media. You get a chance to interact with them, and you've got a big, big headliner this year.
Yes, but before I get to that, this next Saturday, which is May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, we're having a worldview conference with John Stone Street. He's the president of the Colson Center for Worldview. So if people are interested, it's four sessions, 2 a.m, 2 p.m. You can come for all. You can come for one or two, whatever you want. Come to our website, illinoisfamily.org, and then click the events page, and you'll see that listed there. It's in Medina, Illinois, which is the northwest suburbs. Mm-hmm. We'd love to have as many people as we can fit in the room, which is about 700. So
okay, let's fill it up. Everything's on Saturday, not on Saturday, but that's okay. I'm happy to promote it on the show. But that's okay.
We'll record it, and I'll send you a copy.
No problems. In October.
Our fall event is October 5th, which is actually a Friday night. And this year we have George Barna, the well-known Christian pollster who has his finger on the pulse when it comes to Christian life in America and how it's affecting the culture. And if you want to get the latest up-to-date details of what's going on in America, especially right prior to the November election, you don't want to miss this annual event that we have. It's a fundraising event, and that is in Hoffman Estates, again, in the northwest suburbs of Illinois.
Now, what's the update on legalized marijuana? I know they keep pushing medical marijuana, but we know that that's just a camel's nose in the tent because everybody they want to legalize recreation marijuana, which blows me away because if you grew up in the 70s like me, my notion of marijuana is just makes you want to do nothing and it's not motivating you or whatever. So I don't understand why they want a bunch of people sitting around eating Doritos and Oreos. But what's the update on that when it comes to the state of Illinois?
Well, they're on record, the proponents of this legislation, which are two Chicago Democrats, are saying they're going to really push it hard next year to get it passed. Now, in Michigan, the voters or the legislature there has put it on the ballot for November. Mm-hmm. So the voters in Michigan are going to be voting on recreational marijuana. Now, that's probably going to put pressure on the state of Illinois, but we can't fall prey to this feckless thinking of the left. One thing that I want to point out to people is it is well known, it's empirical, marijuana causes brain damage to young people. Yep. And when I say young people, people who use this regularly, even once a week, it causes brain damage. We're not talking about 21 and under. Say, and of course, the lawmakers in Springfield want to legalize this for people over 21. Mm-hmm. The brain is still developing all the way up to 28 to 29, 30 years old. Marijuana, regular use of marijuana, does have an effect on white matter in the brain, and it's irreversible. It causes brain damage, Stephanie.
Oh, they won't tell you that on the posters when they talk about how great, and this is going to be the great savior to get us out of debt, because the revenue is going to
be... We have enough brain dead voters in Illinois already. That's why we're in the situation we're in.
Amen. Oh my goodness. So don't fall for the okie doke. Follow Illinois Family Institute and all these issues that matter, especially to families, especially to Illinois, and especially to the country. This is so important that it's just not Christian values. I like to call them traditional values. We want to include everyone.
Absolutely.
And it's just common sense approaches to issues that we hear overblown sometimes, and everybody's talking about it and cut it up, or sometimes they don't talk about it enough, but this is a good website to go to find out what's happening. It's always a pleasure. The next time you're on, I want to do something special for Father's Day weekend. Maybe get a couple other people, my favorite fathers or something, but it's always a pleasure once a month to get to hear David talk about what we need to be paying attention to here in Illinois, and thank you again, David.
Thank you, Stephanie. God bless.
Same Bye-bye. To you. 312-591-8900. I have very special guests in studio after this break. I'm going to introduce my co-host. It is such a pleasure to have them in studio. And you can't miss the rest of the show. We've got Burgess Owens, NFL great and author. And then we have Jeanette Ward from the second largest school district in Illinois, and that's out there in Elgin, talking about what's happening out there. As usual, first hour packed with phenomenal guests. So up next, you'll meet my special surprise co-host right after this.
Hey, it's me, Rush Limbaugh. Do not miss my morning update. Weekdays, 5:55, WLS.
You're my favorite deputy.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me.
Boss, look, an alien!
Rough ahead in your miles and miles from your nice warm
I'm Picasso.
Bed.
I don't get it.
You just remember
you are touching swine. What are you
all
looking
you
at?
You got a friend in me.
You can win $1,000. We call it 4K a day. Four chances to win $1,000 at 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. weekdays. Check out the rules and find out more at WLSAM.com. You got a friend in me. Well, it's kind of a double dual purpose for playing that song. We got to talk about North and South Korea. They're buddies now. Everybody can come home from the TV show MASH, because the war apparently has ended. And we got to give, I don't know if Trump is getting fitted for his Nobel Peace Prize right now, but I'm totally joking, since Obama got one just for being black. And it's great news about North and South Korea, but I'm so excited to welcome into the studio two people that are on social media. They're Twitter kings is what I like to call them. And they call into one of them calls into several radio shows that I happen to follow and listen to. So it's such a pleasure to have an opportunity to introduce you to Tom from Elmwood Park, not to be confused with another great voice from Elmwood Park. And also Verlon from the South Side, who we exposed on the Stephanie Trussell Show, is truly no longer living on the South Side. He fled the state of Illinois. He has gone over the border. He is in Indiana right now. But welcome to the show. We'll let Tom talk first and then Verlon, so they can get to know your voices.
Hello, everybody. And thanks. And Stephanie, I appreciate it being on the show. We'd like to later on talk about Preckwinkle and Cook County and all the different politics things going on. I really appreciate you letting us be on here. And I want to say to all of the people that I know that are tuned in, listening, please give us a call, the Stephanie Trussell Show, at area code 312-591-8900. And if you're like me and you're afraid to call in on the show, just text the show, area code 312-591-8900.
I forgot to say, I was going to say this, and you just made me say it. They're so good. I said this before we came on the air. I may be making a big mistake. Next week, it'll be the Tom and Verlon Show in place of the Stephanie Trussell Show.
No, we love
but,
you.
No, but they're so good. They know the issues they're on top of, and Verlon's going to speak in a minute. But I just wanted to say, Sean from Elmwood Park, great caller. He has a show now, Down the Dial, a conservative station. And his first time in studio, I had him on co-host with me for a little while. And look what happened to him. He blew up. He actually has a better deal than me. He gets to actually fill in Monday through Friday when their hosts leave. But I'm not bitter. So Verlon from the South Side, he'll call conservative shows, but he's not afraid to go on the other side of the aisle and call those crazy liberal, especially liberal color people show. Welcome to the show, Verlon. Let everybody hear you.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you for having me and Tom, because we got a lot of issues that we need to talk about.
Oh, we certainly do.
I am in awe right now being at WLS 890 a.m. to see how true professionals do this job. Yeah. Stephanie, you are a professional. Oh. I know what you said back on Twitter with me one time, like you get a lot of help. but it's amazing. You are a professional.
We're having so much fun already, but if you hear some noises, I just put it on social media. We've got window washers right behind me working as we speak, and that was the noises that you heard maybe during the first segment. It's kind of freaking me out because I'm afraid of heights. They have this guy up so high. It's two of them working right behind us. It's really awesome to see people working hard, making the city beautiful and bright. But we got to talk about North and South Korea a little bit because we'll get a feeling for you guys. Were you Trumpers in the beginning? Were you like me? You jumped on the train at the end because your guy was out. But have you heard, you guys are kind of news junkies, have you heard them applauding, saying Trump is awesome? Look what he did. Well, I did hear Jesse Jackson today because, you know, I have a sickness. I have an illness. I got to listen to liberal color people. On his Saturday morning broadcast, he was trying to take credit for North and South Korea coming together. He had some Korean folks on there and said, oh, that's not Trump. That had nothing to do with Trump. He was, and they were all applauding him and just saying how amazing he was and that, you know, he visited his Korea. And I'm like, what the, this man is just... It's relentless. So have you heard anybody talking about Trump getting his Nobel Peace Prize?
I've heard a lot of stuff about Trump. But listen, Jesse Jackson is a buffoon. Nope. He's going to do anything to try to take fame from our president. Mm-hmm. Okay? Listen, I got three words. Peace through strength.
Amen.
CNN, MSNBC, liberals, progressives, they're not going to give our president the credit that he deserves. He gets credit for bringing Kim Jong-un under heel, okay? Mm-hmm. Our president is strong. Our president is promoting the conservative agenda the best he can with the Congress that we have, okay? Our president is going to be seen in history as one of the strongest presidents since Ronald Reagan. Ooh. I believe that. Now, I'm not going to lie. I wasn't on the Trump train at first.
We're all in the same boat.
I was.
You were from the beginning. You were my husband. What is up with you people?
I know, and no. I was worried from about you until you finally jumped. I know you were Cruz. I like Cruz. Believe me, I do like him.
I'm still in mourning.
I do like Cruz, but... Mm-hmm. You know, because I'm a businessman. And
that's what he's talking about, my husband. That's what he was thinking of as a businessman.
You know, Trump, he was aggressive, and he was on it, mm-hmm. and he just kept on and kept on. I says, I got to go with this guy. I know he's a little off about some of the things.
He's a kiss and a slap. One minute you like him, the next minute you want to slap him. But you know what? This is a big deal, this North and South Korea thing, talking about disarming and denuclearizing and all this. And they're not giving him the praise that it's owed to him. This is now had this happened during Obama's reign. Oh my goodness, there already be schools named after the North and South Korea comes
Absolutely.
To their knees.
Yeah.
Obama school. I mean, it would just be parades in the street. But that's okay. We know, and I heard one of my favorite radio hosts say this week. Maybe you can't trust everything Trump says, but you just got to look at the results. When he gets something done,
Absolutely.
We got to praise him and say, hey, this was a very big deal. This little tiny baby tyrant there in North Korea in charge of just. It's so much, you know, just no way. We'll never get to him. We'll know. Yeah, and then look at this.
Trump squeezed him. He used the words, magic words, and he just kept on and kept on. And, hey, look what happened.
I talk about it all the time. I don't care about what's said in the media. I don't care about the talk. I care about pen to paper. You understand? Mm-hmm. I care about the agenda. Line by line, and Sean Hannity says it best. He's doing everything conservatives want him to do.
That's
okay?
True.
I agree.
So I don't care. I don't care what CNN says. I don't care about what liberal media says. America knows by now they're a joke. Okay? Mm-hmm. Fox beats them in the ratings every day.
Quadruple, yeah. It's just no question. Because at the end of the day, Americans don't want to hear somebody sitting around just the negativity and what they're saying. And they can say that that most of America's with them. No, they're not. Because nobody, we love our country. And it's hard to turn to a liberal station and hear them talking about how phenomenal this country is. We know how great it is. And how regular people, I love the fact that three of us are just regular old Americans. And that's who we're speaking to. And Trump is, I'm sorry. And they would say to us, well, he's too rich. He can't relate to you. He won't care about you. And that's what it's
Ronald
what Democrats
Reagan
wanted folks
rich.
To care about them.
You know, I hate that.
The owner of my job is rich.
He had money.
Right. That's what helps.
Sean Hannity said, you never get a job from a poor
you
man.
You never get a job from a poor person.
I love rich people. I have nothing against them.
He's the only rich person I know. I can't demonize people that I don't know. It's a straw man argument. It's a boogeyman argument to keep people on the plantation.
Ooh, and we're going to talk about that. Our next guest after this break, Burgess Owen, NFL's star and author of a book that you can't miss this. But I got to say really quick, and I'm so happy they're going to be here for the remainder of the show. We got so much to unfold. But to my favorite Berwyn couple, happy 56th anniversary. My friend Darlene's parents out there in Berwyn, Charles and Diane Thomas, just amazing people. And I just want to say, hey, 56 years, that's phenomenal. And keep it coming. 312-591-8900. Back right after this.
We don't care what you put on your hot dog. We just relish knowing that your top-of-the-hour news, traffic, and weather update is coming right up. So, no need to catch up. Okay, we care a lot. WLS AM 890.
work it, make it, do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me. Can only make us stronger. I need you to hurry up, man. Cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now. Cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night, man. That's how long I've been on you.
Welcome back. I am Stephanie Trussell, and if somebody had said to me, you will be playing a Kanye song as bumper music, I would have bet him $1 million I would never make that happen because I'm just not a fan. But this is one of the biggest stories this week. This was a perfect example of why and how. Blacks are not allowed off the donkey plantation. Don't look over there. Don't go over there. How dare you? Out of all the crazy things Kanye has done over the years, this just supporting our sitting president has put him in the category where Wendy Williams said he shouldn't even be allowed to be left with his kids. He shouldn't be able to drive. He shouldn't do anything. The man is crazy. Well, I am so happy. This is all timing, God's timing, because I had booked Mr. Owens long before Kanye, but this is a perfect topic to talk about. Burgess Owens, retired NFL player and author. You listen to this title of this book. I love it. Liberalism, or How to Turn Good Men into Whiners, Weenies, and Wimps. I tell you, welcome to the Stephanie Trussell Show. Talk about Kanye and what happened. This is crazy. This is what we've been talking about. We're just, Burgess, when are black people going to be allowed to be Republicans? No, Lincoln freed us, but he didn't free us and let us be Republicans.
I thank you. First of all, Stephanie, so looking forward to talking with you. It's been a while to talk about doing this, so thanks for inviting me.
My pleasure.
And I love this topic. What we're seeing, guys, is the crumbling of the Democratic Black Wall. They have owned our race for the last six or seven decades, in which we will vote for a group of socialists and Marxists who continually fail us. They have failed in every category that means anything to our country. Enterprise. The family unit, education. It doesn't matter what area that we attempt to move forward in, they have found a way to make sure we are failing it. So I'm thankful for Kanye, because what's happening is they have focused on this particular arena through the BET, Black Entertainment Television. Mm-hmm. Those that are the most hopeless, the most seeking for a way out, they've indoctrinated them. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden you have these rappers coming out and speaking the truth. It's going to freak the left out big time. So I'm looking forward to seeing what happens from this.
And have you seen, we've all witnessed how this man has been attacked. He has been, he must be crazy. What's wrong with him? But you know, Kanye is like me. He's from Chicago. He's watched what this party has done to his people, what has done to our city. And so he, as he said, he watched our first black president. I call him a brown president because he's black and white. And what he did and how he did nothing for the city. And Kanye just finally got it and said, and he had to say something. All he said, Burgess, was, I like how Candace Owens thinks. And just for full disclosure, you're no relation to Candace Owens, are you?
No. other than our love for our country, our race, and our American way, no, not that I can, God knows, know of anyway.
Okay.
Let me just say this. Mm-hmm. Let me just say this about Kanye, because, you know, there's 30% of black Americans that believe the way we do. We love our race, love our country, love the fact we have freedom and opportunity here. But yet 90% of us have voted for the left, the Marxists and socialists for decades. I've always felt that all we have to do is have a conversation with those who truly do love our country, love our race, and have them see the truth. And all of a sudden, 5, 10, 15% of us who no longer are groupthink, following the leader and voting for these other guys, all of a sudden we change the conversation. If we are free agents, if we vote our values and principles first, we gain power. The minute we continue to allow ourselves to be used by one group and neglected by the other, we're not in a position to do very much but sit back and watch bad things happen. That's what we've been doing for too long.
You know, we're talking to Burgess Owens, an NFL star, and I paid a whole lot of money into different football programs. Didn't get one NFL star out of any of my boys, but that's okay. It was a lot of fun. It taught them, it built their character and discipline and everything else. But here, people respected you for your reputation and what you did, and anybody who makes it to professional sports, it's on a different level. So to have people like you, entertainers, professional athletes, that people respect for what their art, and all of a sudden you speak up and you're just, wait, you're not on the plantation and you're telling us that it's okay to be a free thinker. So when you decided to write this book, and you didn't mince any words, you didn't want anybody to pick up your book and say, I wonder what this is about. I love the title, just tells you exactly what liberalism is. It's a mental disorder, and you're right. It's turning once great men into these mamby-pamby, soft little, I don't even want to say.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. There's the Marxist, Karl Marx, the socialist, said it in one little phrase. The first battleground is the rewriting of history. What Black Americans and white Americans have to understand is that within 50 years after slavery, because every generation, every culture is given hope, freedom, opportunity, will do the same thing as we did. Mm-hmm. We were kicking butt 50 years after
we were.
The first national business network in our country, from New York to California millionaires. We led our country in the 40s and the growth of the middle class, the commitment of men to marriage, over 70% of them at that time, the percentage of men committed to our college education, mm-hmm. all within a segregated community because we believe in the American way.
Right.
And once we understand our history, we don't have to wonder what has happened to us. We can look back and see what the Democrats have done. In every place they place their hat, there is nothing but misery. And they use misery as a political tool to continue to get our vote. And once they run out of us, which they've done, they can't do more than 90%. Then it goes to illegals. Now, understand
that's
what illegal is all about. It's about getting other people that now that they have maxed out on the Black people, they don't need us anymore. They will use, abuse, and discard us. They're now going to try to get illegals to come in, be dependent, be poor, be mm-hmm. miserable, and vote for Democrats. That's
as
what
I say that, Burgess, Brown, illegal Brown is the new Black. Well, Burgess, I am so happy today. In studio, I have a couple co-hosts, and I have Vern Lyon, who happens to be like me and you. We're woke. He looks like us, and he thinks like us. He has a question for you. Go ahead, Vern Lyon.
Okay.
Well, first off, I want to say, Mr. Owens, all praise to you. Because
thank you.
What you're saying and what you're doing is needed mm-hmm. desperately
yes.
in our community. See, when I was growing up, I was taught, yeah, you can go for the top goal, okay? But you got to have a backup plan. And these
right.
kids now, they're not taught that. It's shoot straight to the top or crash and burn. So these fundamentals need to be taught. And it's two issues that I want you to speak to that's happening
okay.
that Black people turn a blind eye to. Number one, 74% of Black fathers aren't in the home, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, they want to talk about school shootings. They want to talk about Stormy Daniels. They want to talk about all these other little novice issues. But last year, before last year and last year, 800 murders in
Chicago,
the Black community. Whether it's 750 on the street or
right.
the 39 on the expressway. What's the difference between getting killed on the sidewalk on 59th Street or down the ramp on the expressway? It's 800 murders. They
right.
want to separate it. They want to play with the numbers. Last year, 700 murders. Same difference. I want you to speak to that, what we turn a blind
okay.
eye to in our community.
Let me add to this what the real problem is. And this is something that there's no one to talk about. In 2017, the Department of Education for the state of California came out with a report that nobody talked about. 75% of Black boys in the state of California mm-hmm. cannot pass standard reading and writing tests. Now, understand what happens when you make people ignorant. And illiterate. They become angry. They
mm-hmm.
strike out. They become criminals. They go through the system and they have babies. They do all the things that these liberals wanted to do. And the fact, this is what bothers me more than anything else. We're not even discussing it. If this was white kids, if this was Hispanic kids,
yeah.
illegal or transgender, we'd be having a national conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But what the liberals have done, the socialists and liberals and leftists, they have used the bigotry, the soft bigotry low expectations, and allowed now Americans to think that this is a natural thing for Black people because that's the color of our skin.
Yep.
What Martin Luther King, back in the 60s, you notice that they wore white shirts, dark ties,
yep.
Shoes, and slacks during the middle of the summer demonstrating because they were also fighting not only Jim Crow, Democratic Jim Crow laws, they were fighting the stereotypes that now we see every single day on
yep.
BET, which
with,
is owned,
with
by the way,
pants
by
around, with the Black Lives Matter pants around your butt they've got on masks, and nothing like that. They always talk about Dr. King and the struggle and civil rights, but they're nothing like that struggle, and it blows me away. Well, I'm so sorry, we're almost running out of time, but when you're in Chicago next time, please come in studio, be my co-host, because this is a message that it needs. You're out there in Colorado, and it's great, but here it's places like Detroit, Chicago, the Donkey Plantation, where they have so many of us just suffering, and every day in the news, we're talking about the rats found in schools in Chicago, the roaches, and not only are they in bad conditions, but they're failing to educate these kids, and that's how they keep them on the cycle of poverty. When you graduate from high school and your ACT scores is only 17, how are you going to get into a college? How are you even going to get
exactly.
a scholarship? And that's, they need us to stay needy, uneducated and needy and dependent on that plantation, which is Big Gov. And so it is refreshing to and I had to impress my sons today, Burgess, by telling them that I talked to you, because as I said, I got three football players. I paid a lot of money for travel football. Now one of them made it to the NFL, but it's such a pleasure. And please, next time you're in Chicagoland, it would be my pleasure to have you in studio. And I got to applaud you. He went into 87th and I called it on the corner, Duck and Don't Shoot Me, in the studio talking to liberal color people, taking it on. He did such an amazing job. They couldn't mess with you. You're a black man preaching the truth, and they don't know what to do with you because they can't use the race card, and you're just telling them not what you heard but what you know. It was a pleasure to listen to you on that station.
Chef, thanks. Listen, keep me in mind. Anything I can do, my goal right now, my mission, is to change. I'll get our race back to what I grew up in, the proud, productive, capitalist, moving forward and visionary race. And we can do it because we were there already. So anything you can think about, just count me in. Just figure out a way to bring me into the picture. I'd love to do it, okay?
Thank you. It was a pleasure to talk to you, and I hope this is one of many times that we get a chance to talk to you. And next time you're in Chicago, I will see you in studio. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you, guys. All the best. Take care. Bye-bye.
312-591-8900, taking the message to the street, and that's what's so important. And it's just, when I first came around, when I found social media, before I found social media, and I was afraid to stick my head out of, you can't be a conservative, you can't be a Republican, what's wrong with you? There's nobody that looks like you. And thank goodness, and I thought social media was for either bullying people or hooking up with your high school sweetheart, and I'm so happy that I found Facebook, and then I found other people that were posting on these sites the same conservative values that I had, and they happened to look like me. I got excited. Look, I found a black conservative today on Facebook, and that was the beginning. But really quick, we'll take one call before our break, and that is Robert in Sherwood. Welcome to the Stephanie Trussell Show featuring Tom and Verlon today.
Hi, Robert.
Thank you very much, ma'am, and good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on the new time slot, ma'am. I was used to hearing you on Sunday nights.
Oh, yeah. Just stay tuned. I'm always changing. That's always great to follow me on social media, at Reagan Mom on Twitter and the Stephanie Trussell Show on Facebook.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I just wanted to give a little bit of insight. I grew up in Melrose Park my whole life. Full disclosure, I am, the fingers in the air, a white guy. And I grew up in a neighborhood where, you know, I was a minority. And that, as I said to your call screener, I think there's two things that plague the African-American community. I think one of them is, you know, the normalization of, like, gangster culture and things along those lines where it's, you know, education isn't stressed, being a good man isn't stressed, you know, things along those lines. But we also have to, you know, address the major situation, which is government. I mean, they put African-American men, black and brown men in jail for simple possession. I mean, why is it three strike? Why is it that you get caught with a joint three times? You don't even need to be high at that moment. You put a man in jail for 10 years, but Scooter Libby lies about us going into war and he gets community service.
That's apples and oranges. Oh, gosh, we have to unpack this another day, Robert. It was such a pleasure. Thank you. We're up against the break. But that's all. We talk about the justice system and not being fair. It's just too hard. I almost need to do a whole show about that because a lot of times, you know, well, sometimes when these people get arrested and they happen to look like me and they've done something horrible and they print out their rap sheet in the newspaper, I'm thinking this person has been in and out of system forever. But why were they allowed to keep coming in and out? And are they sometimes unjustly given a longer sentence? That's something that's the justice system. And it bears looking at, and we need to adjust it. But that's, again, fathers in the home. And remember good times, James, we say whatever you will about him, but he made sure that JJ and Michael didn't get into all that mess. The gangs tried to recruit him, and he said, not on my watch. And that's over 70% of our children are born to fatherless homes, and that's where it all begins. 312-591-8900. Short break. Jeanette Ward from Elgin School District, back right after this.
Did you know that WLSAM 890 and Alexa are best friends?
WLS is my BFF.
Enable your WLS skill on your Alexa app, and you will have us at Alexa's beck and call.
When Reginald was home with flu, the doctor knew just what to do. He cured the infection with one small injection, while Reginald uttered some interjections.
Welcome back. I tell you, I don't even know if they teach interjections and all the things that we learned in school because they're teaching us so many other things. So they're trying to teach our kids everything but the fundamentals. we are honoring the creator of Schoolhouse Rock today because he passed away at 94 years old, and it's just so much of my childhood was spent in memories and knowing those songs. It is so amazing. I'm so happy when something breaks in the news and I have that person's number in my cell phone and I get to text and say, hey, Jeanette Ward, would you like to come on the Stephanie Trussell Show this weekend? And when she said yes, it was such a pleasure. Jeanette is a school board member of the second largest school board in the great state of Illinois, and that's out there in Elgin in the kind of a northwest suburb. And never a dull moment out there, Jeanette, and who she's on the front line fighting, doing what needs to be done, and I applaud you. Whenever you're thinking, you pray for everybody you know, you're thinking, I got some extra time, pray for Jeanette Ward and people like her that are on the school board, because we know that's where it all starts, the people that are educating our kids and influencing our children. Welcome to the show, Jeanette. Jeanette?
Yeah.
Okay, we have you. Great. Well, this week out there in Elgin, I tell you, never a dull moment. So you had Tracy Ellis resign from her post as a school board member, and I'm sure everybody was sad about that. I'm totally teasing. This woman on school board, which blows me away that liberals have the freedom to say and do whatever they want to, but she said back in the fall that the American flag was what I want to quote her. American flag means nothing more than toilet paper to me. So she decided to end her reign on the school board, and she resigned early. So what happened? What's going on?
Well, first of all, Stephanie, thanks so much for having me on the show.
Oh, anytime.
And what happened was the fact that I alerted to the public to the fact that she said that made her famous in her circles. So now she's gone national with her social justice warriorism.
So when does she have an opportunity to say the American flag is nothing more than toilet paper to her? What, you know?
Well, it had to do in support of Colin Kaepernick and the whole take a knee, movement.
Uh-huh. They keep saying it's not about the flag, so it's interesting that she would interject that and say there's nothing more. So wait, so this, in most circles, this would make you a pariah and people would shun you, but she was kind of lifted up into to fame, and now she, in her circle, that's a good thing?
Yes, and she essentially said when she resigned that she wanted to thank people who had given that opportunity to her. So, in my closing remarks to her, I said, since you said thank you, I'd like to say you're welcome. And I said to her that I wish you all the best. And I said, I hope you will learn as you go forward that disagreement is not hatred.
So, here we are, I don't know if people understand just how important it is when you're selecting school board members and what they do and their roles and their influence over our children. And for when she said something like that, was there any pressure from anyone to have her resign? You can't, once they're elected official, is there steps you can take to remove somebody that's been chosen to be on the school board?
So, yeah, there are no there's no legal recourse to remove a school board member. And in fact, I didn't agree that she should resign. There are some members of the community who said that to her, and certainly that's their right.
Mm-hmm.
But, elected officials have free speech, and it's the electorate that elected her. So they're the ones who should remove her.
Mm. So now she's already had her last day, and what's... And so,
yes, her last day was Monday. So in 45 days, the remaining board members must vote in open session to select a new board member.
Now, will people be submitting applications?
So if there are people who are interested, they can submit an introductory letter and a resume to Miguel Rodriguez at u-46.org. And he's our board secretary.
Now, how many children are in your school district?
About 40,000.
Oh, that's, again, the second largest school district in the state of Illinois. And so, it's never a dull moment, and certainly we've heard your name more than once in the news, and it's so great that you're still fighting the fight. And what, was this your second term?
No, this is my first term. I was elected in April of 2015 and sworn in May of 2015.
So
I am up again in 2019. So that's next April in 2019, there will be another election. And there are four board members up for election at that time.
And I'm hoping you are running for re-election.
That is my plan.
Oh, very good. Because, again, I know what you do. It's not easy. And I applaud anyone that decides they want to be on school board. When it's time to actually put the pedal to the metal, you certainly don't shy away. And it's got to be hard. When you're in school board, it's so different from other positions. Let's say you're a committeeman or you're a congressman or something. But you are at the Jewel, the grocery store, with these people. They see you, and I'm sure they're not afraid to approach you while you're hanging out doing whatever. So you're right there in the thick of what goes on. So it's sometimes, I think, a little bit more challenging to be true to who you are, because you know people know how to find you and they know how to get in your face.
Yeah, that's true. What I've discovered, though, most people are quite a bit more bold in writing on Facebook than they are when you're in front of them.
Kind of like children. Well, you know what? I don't know if they're like me. I'd been friends with Jeanette on social media. I had had her on my show a couple of times. When I finally met her at the Illinois Family Institute, one of the dinners, she is scary. I mean, she looks like she could snap you in half. So I might have thought I want to say something to get in her face, but then I realized, oh, no, she and she's a CrossFit person, and she encouraged me and my sister and her best friend, all of us grandmas, the oldest one in this class. We did a CrossFit class, and I survived it. And
good soon, for you.
It was a lot of fun. I wasn't as scary as I thought. And as soon as I get my schedule, I want to, in conjunction with running a marathon, I want to do it because it's one in my town, it's close by, and nobody made you feel like, oh, we're awesome and we're great just because they were throwing tires up in the air and catching them. I'm exaggerating. But they were very warm and welcoming to three grandmas that were in our 50s trying to figure out and keep up, and it's a lot of fun. Well, you know what? Praying for you, thinking about you, and anytime, especially before now, between now and the election time, you want to come in and co-host and talk about the issues that are so important, because you're out there fighting for those children, and you want the best for everyone, all the 40,000 kids that you're servicing out there. And so good luck to Tracy. May she go on to be the president of the next Black Lives Matter chapter, but it's glad that she's gone from Elgin. Thank you, Jeanette. It was
Thank
a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
312-591-8900. Now we've got all the guests out of the way. Verlon and Tom can tell us what they really feel. Back right after this.